BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that.
I'm a who that. Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Look, yeah. Like this, and
I'm a who that.
Every day I'm living,
I'm a who that.
Lose or winning,
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that
at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
All right, shout out to the mighty Who That Nation, man, representing the great Saint Think Tank. We up in this thing. Big ups to the fam. Shout out to you guys. And like I've been saying for some time now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sports talk from your favorite sports fam. Fam, what's popping? How y'all doing tonight? Hope everybody's doing pretty good as we are. Getting one more day to that weekend, and I'm gonna be honest with you, it's been a pretty busy week for me. But I'm glad it's getting toward the end. Shout out to the fam, man, that's around the area. We're supposed to be getting some really rough weather tonight, so you guys kind of dig in and just be careful, man. Matter of fact, it's supposed to be pretty rough raining tonight into tomorrow and Saturday too. So before last weekend, we had a pretty beautiful. Weekend. Now we're going to get some rain, and rain is needed, you know, to kind of keep things balanced. So big ups to the fam, man. Please feel free to smash that like button as you're coming in. Family members listening by way of Facebook, salute to you guys. Please hit the like button. Instagram, shout out to the gram, hit the like button. And Twitter, please feel free to not only hit the like button, but also feel free to give us a retweet. We're here, man. We're talking about heard ad nauseum. Shout out to my dog, Randolph, from the Keeping It Real podcast, him and Coach Rock. Shout out to them. I want you guys to support what Coach Rock got going on, man. I think it's very positive. He has the camp going on. I'm going to be posting that flyer to the websites as well as to the platform community sections, because I think that's a pretty very worthy endeavor what Coach Rock is doing with his Fundamentals of Football camp that's coming up on June the 29th. And I just appreciate what the brothers doing for the youngsters, man. You know, if you got children, and I ain't got young boys. My boys are big, but, you know, 14 and going to be 15 this week, matter of fact. Well, actually, yeah, coming up soon, 15 next week early. And this week, so 15 and 16-year-olds, so my boys have gotten up there. But in the end, man, you got to give, a lot of attention to our youngsters, man. Not only just our boys, but also our girls, they need attention, man. So as parents, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And it's probably on another show I talk more about this, man, because you know, we need to have discussions. I don't like a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing. Some of these weird ass videos pop up on my feed. I'm not really a guy to be paying attention to a lot of that kind of stuff because I'm always busy doing something. But I don't like these weird ass, what's the term? Soft ass people that's trying to tell people about women. And I think these people are not the right representatives for men and some of these ladies out here. I mean, I think it's the wrong image to be portraying, man. I think it's not enough discussion and counter, you know, and counterbalancing that and also attacking the stuff that's coming out to make people look bad. I think that needs to be a focal point as opposed to people looking at each other and pointing at each other. You need to start aiming your ass up, that fang up a little bit more because they got some strings around here. Start paying attention to where them strings come from, you know, and that's the thing. But anyway, shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all, man. I just wanted to give Coach Rock a shout out. My dog Randolph from the Keeping It Real podcast. I was on the stream last night. We was talking about the black and gold. That's why I didn't really do a stream last night. Also, shout out to Coach Coach Roney, who's the wife of my dog, Big Low. Molly Mall, shout out to my dog, Molly Mall. We sat down and we talked yesterday. Coach Roney and Big Low was in town vacationing. So, you know, I went out there and seen the brother and we kicked it. Shout out to my boy Hoodie. He was also on the stream as well. So I just wanted to give props and credit where credit due, man, to the community. You know, for putting in that work, man. So shout out to you guys, man. Appreciate you guys and for what you do and how you do. But anyway, not going to do talk about too much about who we got to play. Y'all know who we got to play. You know, we got the people up front, the schedule's on the screen. Y'all had an opportunity to digest it fully. Shout out to Brother Kyle T. Mosley in the Saints News Network. He sent me the schedule before anybody had it. Sent it to me, and shout out to that brother. Appreciate him, what he got going on too. So I like a lot of great people, man. I just respect them so much. We have a really good, talented group of people around us. I think this is by far the best of that I've seen of the Saints community, man. Really, it is, man. A lot of thrivingness. And, you know, I've been doing it for a while, so I've been seeing a lot of really good people when they do good content, but they are really good people. That just doubly special. But yeah, he was sent me the schedule. I was able to dissect it, look at it, and did some research on some of this, kind of refreshed myself on some of these people that they picked up. And of course, we know that this comes with a certain level of, I guess you could say it comes with a certain level of, unpredictability. We don't know exactly how some of the stuff is going to work. Some of these guys, we play some of these teams. Some of these guys are ultimately more than likely going to be hurt, you know, if you play them, and, you know, things are different. But looking at it, I wanted to give two span views of the prediction, you know, and I really don't want to get one, but people was asking me, Q, you got to do a prediction on it. It's what you do. You've been doing stuff like this for years, and I won't do it this year. I mean, I will do it this year, despite the fact that how I feel about what the Saints have been done in off season. It's, I always tell people, because we go through this every year, and I won't have everybody get like a yearly amnesia. Like, we never been here before. We've been here before. We've seen this before. And I just want everybody to remember, order for the Saints to win, certain things have to unlock and release so that we can get beyond where we were last year. Because really, like I said, a lot of the failures that happened to us were self-inflicted. The Green Bay loss was self-inflicted. The Minnesota loss was self-inflicted. Wasn't prepared, wasn't ready to play. The first Atlanta loss was self-inflicted. Pick six and dumb play calling, no leadership in different intervals, sorry play on the offensive line, inconsistency everywhere. Then we were dogged by fractures in the locker room because of players losing respect and belief and faith, rather, in the head coach. You know, that type of stuff happens, and, you know, you cannot ignore that. You have to face that. I don't know how people look at stuff, man. You know, it's like the team is led by this guy. The guy is, if the guy, how, you think he's magically going to get these Lucky Charm ass abilities and turn the team around and take them to the Super Bowl? Or is that this how that works? Also, it's like back in the day, I guess back in the day when JFK got his issue in Dallas, people believed the magic bullet, like a magic bullet was bouncing around in his body. We're a lot more sophisticated than that. You just can't tell us anything. Where's your facts? Where's this? Where's that? Did you fix this? Did you do that? That's the type of stuff. That's how we operate. We can't just be out here doing it and looking at it like in dumb faith. That don't work, man. You know, that's a waste of time. But the way I see it is, man, I see it two ways. And I'm going to explain it today in the show. I'm not going to hold you guys for long because I really I'm kind of tired, man. I had a busy day yesterday. And today, matter of fact, it's been a busy week for me, period. But I'm going to look at it in two ways. One way I'm going to look at it is if the Saints magically fix these issues, they did what they needed to do and handled the business. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to give you my account on that. And also if they didn't. So it's two different ways, depending on the direction of what the team at the top, the leadership at the top, and had they able to iron out a lot of this stuff, because you can't iron out fractures in a team by particularly trying to trade one of your best players who lost faith in the team because of what he's seen. See, you know, that's a big part you got to forget. So we're going to trade him. That's going to magically heal up the locker room. Ain't gonna work, bro. They got other people there, still there, that you can't trade, that you counting on. I won't name no names, but for those who know, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, shout out to the fam. Appreciate each and every last one of y'all. Louisiana man, DJ Twigger, Dana, Josh, Young City, Cartel, bro. Bo, shout out to you, St. Doug, Torres Shepherd Sr., KT, Argentina, Dogo, let's see, my boy Hoodie. What's up, Hoodie? Robert, bro. What's up, brother Robert? Tuck, shout out to you. How you doing, Tuck? All right. J-Rock, how you doing, fam? 504 Coast says Q. We should be 10-7, bro. If not, we have to move on from DA. I think that's true. And I've said that if Dennis Allen wants to keep his job, he has to get the Saints into the playoffs. It's as simple as that. Another 9-plus year, it will spell him being fired. They can't protect him. You can't have 4 years straight of 9 playoff wins and then you're sitting up there. It's nobody else to fire. You're going to fire the offensive coach. You're going to turn around and fire the defensive coach. See, the problem is you can't really fire the defensive coordinator because he the one calling the play. So he don't really buy himself any cushion. He can't fire the special teams. You see what I'm saying? There's nobody else. It's him. So he has to be able to get the team to get him there. All right, what's up, Terrence? How you doing, sir? Appreciate you. What's good? Appreciate you. All right. Oh, you finally able to catch one. I appreciate you being here, bro. Appreciate all y'all, man. Much love. Always got to give the family members. T-Rob, how you doing, sir? Inevitable. Good to see you. New Orleans native, big ups, fam. Appreciate you for being in here as well. Got to give everybody a shout out, man. You know how I rock. What's up, Rel? Relly, is that Relly? Okay, Relly says 11-6 play calling on offense should make us at least two games better than last year. Thank you, fam. What's up, Ross, the boss? How you doing, brother? Appreciate you for being in the building. All right, brother Thomas, shout out to you. Says, as long as D is here, I can't call it Q. And see, a lot of people, listen, fam, let me tell y'all something. Don't y'all buy into none of the bullshit. Y'all know how strong I am with this stuff, and I got a reason why I'm like this, because I've seen a lot of stuff. Oftentimes, it's the team's best propaganda, and you know, it's winning. If you're winning and you have an all-out effort, you know, or if you lose but you give an all-out effort, people can live with that. They can live with that. They don't like, if you're going to represent somebody, you have to play all out, give it your all. And if you lose, that's because the other team was better. People can go for that. They can say, man, the Saints played their ass off. They just lost by, you know, whatever. But they was given it they all. It just wasn't good enough that Sunday. We understand that. But when you have the opposite effect, that don't sit well. You can't, like I said, you got to remember, this ain't no bottom dwelling ass situation as a head coach or a team to have. You were a stacked team when Coach Payton left. You were one or two players some people believe from making the playoffs. You go backwards the first year under Dennis Allen. You go a little further. You go better than he's ever done with 9 wins, but still no playoffs. And of course, in the third year, this is the year where he has to show what he has, you know, what he can do. And that means playoffs. He has to get the team in the playoffs. And see, I would like playoffs in the win, but for Mickey Loomis, for him to get in the playoffs would be good enough for him to keep his job just to make the playoffs. Now you can get in there and get your ass toe out the frame. But in the end, just to get there, that's good enough. We went and well, we took him. He went us to the playoffs. We're coming. He's probably coming on back. So, I mean, in the end, that's what you want the Saints. You want the Saints to get in the playoffs and be competitive. I mean, it's what you can ask for. But, yeah, it's a portion of that game. Yeah, yeah, he said, No. He says he's going to call. No, I ain't going to call you that, bro. You know. I understand you, bro. You got a lot of passion. I ain't talking about the passionate family members out there. But I'm speaking like this. I'm saying I want y'all to be mindful of what the team is. And I don't want you guys to lose sight of why the Saints are losing, right? I want y'all to remember that when they're making these moves, when they're practicing, doing all this stuff. And keep these things in the back of your mind while you observe this team throughout the year. And like I said, I just recommend kind of tempering your expectations and kind of not getting too over emotional, you know, because they're prone to let you down. You know, we've been an emotional roller coaster under Dennis Allen and some points under Peyton, but under Dennis Allen, it has been really something, man. I've never seen some stuff happen like I've seen it happen under Dennis Allen, the whole the Falcon debacle with him. He never in his life ever apologizes to the Who Dat Nation when he has these horrible losses, but he gets his ass up there and apologizes to the Falcons and throw his own team under the bus. Never seen that before. Not from my team. That part of the game, I will never forget that. And there's a lot of players on that team that won't forget that either. That's a big part of the game, man. But like I said, just consider that. Just remember some of those things. KT says, Q, I have confidence in Kubiak, but Doink the Clown is the head coach. Milquetoast Son is our... Yeah, and it's a way to do this, man. And listen, I really do think there is success here. But you're putting a lot on Kubiak, you know. And I'm not saying he can't do it, but, you know... We'll see, man. I like Clint Kubiak. I think he's serious, you know, but it's I know this team. I know this goddamn team. I know this coaching staff. I know what they got going on, you know, and he's new to the building, and can he kind of fit some of those holes, man? I sincerely hope so, because I really don't want to see another 9 playoff year from the black and gold, man. We've been through enough. I want them to win, but I want them to, you know, handle their business, bro. Handle the business. All right. Shout out to you, man. Good to see you. Tori says just on the weekend. Nah, okay, you talking about job. Yeah, Tori, good to see you, brother. All right, Rory says, what's up, Q? It's been a while, brother. Yeah, shout out to you, my brother. Appreciate you, brother Rory. All right, KT says, Q, Slick Mickey ran from me. Yeah,
I seen him up in there. He was trying to get that. He was talking about, I wanted a damn turkey. I was trying to tell him I'm a vegetarian. I eat clam chowder all day. I don't worry about no goddamn that. I ain't worried about that.
Yeah, Mickey said he wasn't trying to tussle with you, KT. Mark says Saints have the players to win enough games to get to the playoffs. If not, Allen needs to go because they have good players. Indeed. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you, man. All right, Tuck says, weapons wise, we seem a wide receiver short or two. Yeah, and we're going to talk about that because the Saints were looking at getting another wide receiver. They were actually looking at Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I don't know if you guys were. And remember, Scantling was a guy that the Saints attempted to get at a couple of years ago before he went to Green Bay, but before he got signed to the Bills, the Saints were interested in trying to bring Marquez to New Orleans. And he decided to go away both times. And this is from Jordan Schultz. He had the tweet on it that MVS fielded interest from several other teams, including the Saints and Chargers, before opting to go with the Bills. So the Saints tried to go after another wide receiver, and this would have been a good signing. You know, we know what Scantling can do, man. He's a big wide receiver, big body receiver. He would have been a nice compliment to Chris Olave and guys like that. So didn't work out, man, but they did at least try, you know, to look at another veteran there. So anyway, back to the schedule, fam. Let's kind of delve at this thing and the direction. Of course, the week one matchup we got set up, we know it's September the 8th against the Carolina Panthers. That's an interesting match that'll be at home. And what's really interesting is that they, you know, the home away, they're doing that thing with us again. They're doing it early. Like, you know, the first six games of the season, man, we you know, the first, what, 8-9 games away, you know, five of those are away games. So that's going to be a challenge for the Saints to see exactly how they can put it all together. But the first matchup to open the year is against Carolina. Carolina's a team didn't have a lot of wins last year. And they did spend a lot of money getting their offensive line together. They did have some solid drafting, putting some stuff together there. I think Brooks, the running back, is there. They got the tight end there. They brung the free agency. They got the big offensive guards, Hunt and the other fellow that they put there for the interior purposes to run the ball and protect Bryce Young. Steve Kanellis, who is the former QB whisperer of Baker Mayfield and what's the brother from the Seahawks? Damn, his name, I just about to call his name. Y'all know who I'm talking about. And he helped these guys turn their games around. And Carolina, I think they made the good choice on getting Kanellis to be the QB whisperer for Carolina. But, you know, they got some other stuff going on. They got some nice pieces there. They're a very young team, but we can't sell them short. Now, in both of the ways I'm looking at it here, and I'm going to start off with the Saints on their games view, right? And then I'm going to go the opposite way. And I'm going to need somebody in the chat to keep a tally. Matter of fact, I better keep a tally, my damn. I'd be having to keep people confused. But with that September 8 game against Carolina, I'm going to have to mark that down as a win for the black and gold, you know? We're going to start off with the good side. Let's go good first and we'll go bad second. How about that? Okay, cool, cool. All right, so that September the 8th game, I'm going to say the Saints get the W over Carolina. I think the Saints come out at home. You know, like I said, if they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing, that means that they found a way to establish an identity in training camp. And they're running the football because, that, like I said, that's the strongest room we have. It's still a question mark of how Taysom Hill will be employed in Clint Kubiak's system. A lot of people think that he'll be used more at like a Kyle Juszczyk. And I would be for that. I would tell you the God honest truth. I was saying that when they first signed, like, man, he needs a Juszczyk in this system. And Taysom Hill could, you know, potentially be a Kyle Juszczyk type fullback. And he's played fullback before. Y'all remember games where they had Taysom in there blocking for Elvin Kamara running the ball. So, you know, he could potentially do that. And then, of course, they got the fullback there as well that we brought in, who used to play for the Chargers. He's on there. He's also a guy that you could use in a similar way. I don't think Adam Prentice, he's a fossil. You know, he's an old school style north-south fullback. You need guys with duality, you know, to play that type of position. And I think the Saints have enough to beat Carolina to open up the season in the Dome. Okay, so that's a W. The next matchup in week two's action against the hated Dallas Cowboys, our biggest rival going west, you know, we will take on Dak Prescott and what they got going on there. And listen, even though, you know, they brung Zeke Elliott and all these guys, Tony Pollard's no longer there, there's a lot of question marks surrounding Dallas. Their defense is still looked at as a pretty solid unit. And Dak Prescott, he's a regular season MVP, you know. He does it all in the regular season, but boy, he can't do a damn thing in the playoffs. But in that second matchup right there, going out to Dallas to take them on at noon, I would kind of thought that might be a late game, but they'll be battling them at noon in Texas, out there, I'm about to say Texas Stadium, Jerry's World, rather. It's going to be interesting, but I'm going to have to say, like I say, if the Saints do what they're supposed to do, I don't think Dallas is all that, even though I know CeeDee Lamb's a bad boy. And we got the secondary to deal with them. I think that, you know, with guys like Carl Granderson and let's say Chase Young is healthy and he's ready to contribute, I think we can get Dallas in that one. So I'm going to give that a win right there on the good side of things. We're going to get it there. So that's Saints 2-0 right now. You know, and like I said, Dallas is not, fam, Dallas is not a juggernaut as they used to be, man. They're not the same team. All right. Shout out. What's up, Lo? Shout out to my dog, Lo, man. Appreciate the super chat, bro. He says, I need the Saints to win 8 games. Nah, Lo, we might. Well, I know you are the biggest Dennis Allen supporter on the planet. But I also think that the New Orleans Saints, with their minds right and them following the system and running the football, that we can get something going. Thank you, Lo. Appreciate the super chat, my brother. Thank you, man. Shout out to you and Coach Roney, man. Much love. All right. So I think that's a win, fam. I'm going to give the Saints a win. Because like I said, Dallas ain't the juggernaut they used to be. They're not. You know, they're not the juggernaut they used to be. I know my dog Law Nation ain't going to like me saying that. But we'll talk to him on week number 2. All right. September the 22nd, baby, at noon, week 3. I ain't even going to the, you know, Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts is playing in that game, and I know the Philadelphia Eagles struggled last year, I'm going to have to say this is going to be a loss for the Saints. Well, then again, it depends, too, on if the Saints can kind of wrangle in Jalen Hurts. But the Saints have not beaten the Eagles with Jalen Hurts since he's been there. They did get a win when he was hurt and Gardner Minshew was the quarterback, and we were able to get a victory over them then. But if Jalen Hurts is right there, I don't think the Saints get the W against the Eagles. I'm going to mark that down as an L right there. I'm going to give them an L on that one, man. I don't think they're going to beat the Eagles. All right, week 4, we get a matchup at on the road in the Mercedes-Benz Dome. Are we going up and see Big Lo? Going to see his squad up there? Lo gonna be in the building watching the Saints in that matchup. And remember, the last time we went up there to play the Falcons, as Brother Jerry calls them, we should have won that contest, man. I think Derek Carr got caught up. He threw that pick 6 right there that kind of just really gave Atlanta the energy. When Jesse Bates, we had a phenomenal season, by the way, for the Falcons last year. Jesse Bates, they spent a lot of money on him, and they got a good return. Jesse Bates was awesome, man. He caught that pick 6 on Derek Carr, and it was the easiest pick 6 you can ever see. Only thing Jesse did was read his eyes to the ball. I mean, he never took his eyes off of him. He just stared him down, and Jesse said, this dude is really going to do this, and he did show they do it, and Jesse jumped right in front of him, picked it, and took it to the house. And then Derek Carr caught up with him and said, hey, man, congratulations for pick 6 and me and helping, you know, yeah. Just crazy people, man. You don't congratulate the man during the game for pick 6. And you, what kind of foolishness is this? But anyway, I'm going to have to say, man, in that matchup going up to Atlanta, after coming off the loss to Philly, it's going to be one of those situations where we lose at home to Philly. We got 2 road games. And this could, where things could get a little messy and musty if for the Saints don't get the dub up against Atlanta. So I don't anticipate the Saints sweeping. I love to say they sweep the Falcons, but I say they're going to probably split with the Falcons. And more than likely, I would prefer for them to beat the Falcons at home than to beat them on the road, because I don't want the Falcons beating us in our building. It's a little easier when we lose to them on the road. So I'm going to have to give that September the 29th game a loss by the black and gold. And then, of course, the next matchup is October the 7th. We take on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs lost a few people, but boy, did they, man, let me tell you something. The Chiefs, man, they had a phenomenal draft, man. Let me tell you something, man. You won't talk about speed, and they didn't really do a lot to do it. They just was just draft masters this past draft. They had a very good draft. And what I mean by that is, They picked up chief players, like players that perfectly fit the scheme of what they want them to do. And they got guys that's, what's his name? Worthy. Xavier Worthy. And Worthy, I think he was the fastest 40-time runner in combine history. Y'all remind me in the chat, if you know what I'm saying. Y'all throw that in the chat on it. I think that could be messy right there. So I don't think we're going to get the Atlanta game. We're going to go up there to KC. That's a tough game. That's going to be a night game, October the 7th game. I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. I'm going to have to say that's a loss right there for the black and gold. So right now we're 2-3 right now, right? okay, we're already in October. We fire up week six against the Tampa Bay Skunkaneers, as I like to call it.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.